Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good honor for Bradley International Airport. Yes. Condé Nast Travel. Condé Nast Traveler released its 31st annual Reader's Choice Awards, and Bradley was named third best airport in the USA. Kevin Dillon is the executive director of the Connecticut Airport Authority. Kevin, good morning. Congratulations. You must be pretty proud of that.
Well, thank you, and good morning. It's great to be with you. We are extremely proud of Bradley.
You know, I mean, and speaking of the restaurants, I like Phillips is there. That's a nice little thing. You know, it's one of the Southwest gates. But you've added a lot of restaurants. I mean, it's really gotten pretty darn good.
Yeah, we're trying to increase the variety. There's a lot more to come next year. We're going to be adding a number of new concessions. But really, everything we do in the terminal, whether it's a passenger flow construction project, right, it's all aimed at convenience. We know that's what we're selling to folks here in Connecticut, and we want to be the most convenient option for them when it comes to air travel.
What exactly, Kevin, does Condé Nast look at when they're trying to determine the best airports?
It's really a variety of factors. It really comes down to the readers. In this case, there were a half a million folks that voted for their favorite airports in the country. And it looks at things such as what's the route menu, the airline route menu, what kind of restaurant services do you have, how is your parking, what's your security passenger flow, general convenience items. So all things that we rank very highly in are the things that are really the subject of this poll.
And don't forget the Wi-Fi, which is a tremendous
thing.
Yeah,
free Wi-Fi is tremendous.
So I don't have to deal with Oingo Boingo or whatever it is that I find at other airports. So that's a pleasant surprise in and of itself. You know, the one thing, and you and I have talked about this, trying to draw traffic from like the western suburbs of Boston and maybe the northeast suburbs of New York. Is that starting to build a little bit?
Absolutely. We have really expanded our reach. And, you know, when you add an airline like Aer Lingus, it really puts you on the map. And as folks in those areas, looking at Bradley is a very viable alternative. You know, the fact that we were able to draw in Spirit Airlines over the past couple of years, that's also really helped in the menu of service. So we know the name of the game is really getting more nonstop destinations, and that's what a primary focus of ours is at Bradley.
Yeah, what would you say, though, Kevin, that you've got one thing that might even be more of a factor would be getting more nonstops? Because there's a lot of places you can't fly nonstop from Bradley. That's the thing I hear from people, why they go to TF Green or go to Boston.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at us as a medium hub airport, though, we do have a pretty healthy menu of services. We do have more nonstop locations than a TF Green has. But absolutely, you know, are we ever going to be, you know, as big as a LaGuardia or a Boston Logan in terms
God,
of
God, I hope not.
No. But that's where the trade-off is in terms of the convenience that we're selling. But there's no doubt we have a lot to offer in terms of this market. You know, when you look at our market area, there's 4.4 million people that live within that 90-minute drive of Bradley Airport. And that's what we're selling to the airlines in terms of trying to convince them to put some very limited assets that they have that we're competing with every airport across the country for, to put those assets here in Bradley. And we've been fairly successful in that.
We're talking to Kevin Dillon, Executive Director of the Connecticut Airport Authority. So we know you've got more restaurants that you'd like to add in the next year. What else is at the top of the food chain as far as things that you'd like to, not necessarily food, but to what you'd like to tweak to make the airport experience even better?
Well, there's a lot of projects that are underway right now that are going to do that. For example, the new airport entrance roadway project, that'll be wrapping up by the beginning of next year. That's really going to enhance people's experience coming into the airport and give us a lot of capacity for growth in the future. But other projects that have just started construction, for example, every restroom at Bradley Airport in the terminal building will be redone over the next 2 years.
Nice.
You know, we're focusing on things that, you know, we hear from our passengers that they'd like to see some improvements in. We're looking to expand our lounge at the terminal. That has been a huge success.
It has.
And we absolutely. And we want to make sure, you know, that we can continue to accommodate the increasing number of passengers that are looking to use that lounge. We're expecting additional parking improvements. And certainly our new transportation center that will start construction next spring will be a major addition to the airport. That's a $215 million project that's going to house all of the rental car companies that
are
scattered in. Yep. It's a big customer service convenience. You'll no longer have to take a bus to get your rental car at Bradley Airport.
Nice.
So there's a lot of things we're planning as we look to the future.
And we've only got a few seconds left, but I will say one thing that has improved remarkably over the years is baggage claim. You used to have as bad a baggage claim as there was on planet Earth. It is a million times better now.
So give the guys on the ramp a little bit.
They do a great job now.
Absolutely. We have some great partners with the TSA and the airlines, and they know how important customer service is.
Kevin, congratulations.
Thanks, Kevin. Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Good
appreciate
talking
it.
To you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.